Kai Jane, along with his brother Peter and sisters Tiger Lily and Sinead, came to the Cheetah Conservation Fund in 2010 when they were approximately 3.5 weeks old. They had lost their mother after she was found hunting livestock on a farm and killed. Luckily, the tiny cubs were located and confiscated by the Ministry of Environment, Forestry and Tourism and brought to CCF straight away as they would not survive for very long without their mother. Nicknamed the OK Cubs because they came from the Okakarara region, the four of them settled in quickly in that with their new life at CCF. Under the watchful eye of Dr. Laurie Marker, Dr. Bruce Brewer and a team of keepers, they thrived and grew very quickly. Although they were litter mates, each sibling developed their own personality and quirks as they got older. Kai Jay turned into the follower in the group. When called for feeding or moved through the feeding camps for the cheetah run, Kai Jay was always one of the last, following behind his siblings rather than leading. Trying to take a nice group shot was nearly impossible for the four of them. One cheetah would always be facing entirely the wrong way or refuse to look at the camera. The majority of the time, it was Kai Jay. All four of the siblings were very fond of routine and were not big fans of change. When we asked them to eat their meal in a different feeding camp than normal, Kai Jay would sit in his normal spot, staring at us and looking very confused. Often, he would wait until right before we put the food bowls down to decide that change wasn't so scary and he would try it just for today, if it meant he got his food. Meanwhile, the other cats would be impatiently waiting for their turn to come in for feeding. He had his keepers very well trained, especially at cheetah runs. He would run a little bit, not very far, and not very fast, before flopping down onto the ground. But when one of his siblings would catch the lure, he would immediately get up, come over and see if he could get an extra treat, sitting as close as he possibly could to the keepers and getting in the way. To get him to move out of the way, we would try every trick we knew, but often he would sneak in for a treat or two and we finally moved him on so he could continue the run. Even with his quirks, Kai Jay was normally very laid back and not a lot made him angry or upset. However, when new cubs arrived at CCF and he was no longer considered the baby, it was a very sad day for him. The OK Cubs enclosure was always being close to Dr. Laurie and Dr. Bruce's house. Since they were hand-raised from a very young age, they enjoyed the extra attention and sometimes treats while they were there. However, the cub nursery is also part of that enclosure. It started with them losing just one small part of their yard to a new cub, but then expanded as the cub was growing. Kai Jay would sit at the gate leading down to the nursery yard and glare at the new cub, even stalk along the fence line, trying to be big and tough, telling this new arrival to get off his turf. He eventually accepted that this intruder was not going anywhere. But it was the happiest day for him when the new cub graduated to the bigger yards and he got his space back until the next cub arrived and it happened all over again. Every single day, the cheetah keepers do a visual health check on every individual cheetah. The biggest thing we check, apart from the obvious physical problems, is their behaviour. Cheetahs are very much creatures of habit, and if they suddenly divert from routine behaviour, it can point to health problems. Luckily, we have veterinary staff on site at CCF full time and can address any problems promptly. However, cheetahs are still wild animals and are extremely good at hiding pain or sickness until it becomes extremely serious. When Kai Jay suddenly stopped eating recently and became quiet and lethargic, we knew something was wrong. X-rays showed air buildup in his stomach and intestinal tract. While we attempted to address the problem right away, Kai Jay's demeanour remained quiet and he still didn't have an appetite. Exploratory surgery done a couple of days later also didn't reveal anything obviously wrong. Every medication the vets could think of was given. Even a blood transfusion was done between Kai Jay and his brother Peter to try and help Kai Jay's body recover from the mysterious illness. Despite the best efforts of the veterinary team and the cheetah team, Kaijay knew it was time to go and passed away peacefully on his own. The necropsy revealed a large tumour hidden within his intestines that wouldn't have shown up on x-rays or blood tests. The mystery may have been solved, but unfortunately it was too late for Kaijay. It was a sudden loss for the team and extremely sad, especially for Dr. Laurie and Dr. Bruce, who had been with him since the very beginning. While Peter, Sinead and Tiger Lily have continued with their lives seemingly as normal, we have continued to give them extra love and support as we all go through the grieving process together for their brother. He was an amazing cheetah to work with and an amazing ambassador for his species. He will be greatly missed by everyone here at CCF and for everybody whose life he touched during his time here at the Cheetah Conservation Fund.